Lesson 8. The English have a passion for gardening, and for many people it is very important to have a garden of their own. On summer evenings, it is common to see people happily working in their garden. Having returned from a busy day at the office, many people take great pleasure in spending an hour or two outside, weeding or mowing the lawn. A beautiful garden is a source of great pride. Busy people usually arrange to have the grass cut and the flower beds tended to by a professional gardener. Gardening can be a surprisingly sociable activity. You often see neighbours chatting over the garden fence as they pause for a moment's rest. Returning from work, I have on many occasions stopped to talk to acquaintances pottering around in their garden. At weekends, if the weather is fine, much entertaining goes on in the garden. People delight in inviting friends round for a barbecue or to have tea on the lawn. Perhaps one difference between an English garden and a Japanese one is that in Japan, gardens are often more formal and symbolic. In Japan, water, stones, and mosses are used to great effect to achieve an atmosphere of tranquility and calm. Filled with a lot of brightly coloured flowers, English gardens tend to have a more cheerful, lively feel. As a general rule, an English garden seems to be a place to play and talk, whereas a Japanese garden is a place to sit and think.